The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
What is a turning point? A turning point is a decisive moment. Number two, a turning point is a watershed moment. Number three, a turning point is a crossroads moment. I'll be explaining. Number four, a turning point is a moment of truth. In simple terms, a turning point is a specific and significant moment when something begins to change for the better in your life or in a community. So it is a specific and very significant moment to change for the better in your life or in the life of a community. Some people describe it as the highest point of tension. It is the point of saturation when you dissolve salt in water. It gets to a place where the water becomes totally saturated and filled with salt. The next little crystal you add is going to turn the salt that has dissolved into the water back into crystalline materials in the water. And the turning point is a point where things have become so saturated that the next moment it crystallizes back into the salts. Your prayers, your praise, your dedication, your commitment, your giving, your love are all saturating in the water of your blessing. There's just left a little more that when you add, your blessings will begin to come forth. If I have any witness here, put your hands together. A turning point is a period in which an important change takes place which affects the future of a person. It is a point at which something changes direction for the better. It is a stage where important historical changes occur. You remember that sometime in my life, I was in need. Things were not going on well. And I didn't know what to do. Anywhere I went, it was like I went to hit a wall. But somehow, by supernatural intervention, something happened. And there was a shift in my life. And since that shift, it has changed my story and changed the course of things that I'm doing. One experience that we can find in the Word of God has to do with the life of Apostle Paul. He was a great supporter of the Jewish faith. And when he heard Christianity had come around, he was not happy. So a group of them decided that anybody who called himself a Christian and a follower of Jesus would be persecuted. Because Apostle Paul has studied the law, he didn't persecute to put himself into trouble. But he would travel as far as places to Damascus and go and get letters of authorization to come and persecute. As for that persecution, when they are persecuting, you know that the governmental power is behind it. So Paul will go out and try to get authorization so that he will come back to persecute. And he was part of the people that held the clothes of Stephen when he was being stoned to death. This time at noonday, when the sun was in the skies and shining brightly, Paul was riding on the back of a horse on his way to Damascus to get another letter of authorization. But a turning point will occur in Paul's life, where the Bible says a light that shone brighter than the sunlight at noon will shine and pierce into the eyes of Paul. And the Bible says that by the power of God, he fell off the back of the horse that he was riding. Then he heard clearly the voice of Jesus Christ saying, you know, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? Don't you know it's difficult to kick against the authority of the church and the authority of Jesus Christ?" And Paul asked, "Who are you speaking?" And Jesus said, "I am Jesus Christ." From that moment, Paul went blind and he went to lodge in a place where the street was called Straight. God would direct a man by name Ananias to go there and minister to him so that his sight will be restored and scales will fall off his eyes so he can see again. From that moment onwards, the life of Saul was changed. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. That transformation was a turning point in the life of Saul. I will talk about a woman in America who used to live in an American state called Alabama. Her name was Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks lived around the time when Martin Luther King also was around. And there was a neighborhood in Alabama called Montgomery. At that time, there was a law of segregation. In other words, if you entered the bus, one part was designated for blacks and the other part was designated for whites. You dare not cross the line. And if you are black and you crossed it to the white area, you were arrested, taken before court, and you were dealt with. Rosa Parks on this occasion entered the bus and she needed a place to sit. And the place she got was in the white area. So Rosa, very bold, gave herself the seat there. You can imagine the hatred that people had for blacks at that time. You can imagine the enmity, the anger, the resentment. Rosa Parks was not moved. She went to sit there. And they asked her to move. She would not move. As for bus drivers in America, they have authority. They can get you down the bus if you misbehave. And if you don't change, they will drive to the police station and you are in trouble. And the bus driver got up and came to order Rosa Parks to move from where she was seated. She says, "No, we are all equal. Every section of the bus belongs to us. So I'll sit here." Eventually, she was arrested by the police. She was arraigned before court. And in solidarity with Rosa Parks, the rest of the black community in Montgomery, in Alabama, decided that they would not patronize or climb the bus or ride in the bus in the city. And for 1 year, they boycotted traveling with the bus in the city. This was to generate a lot of waves, which eventually will lead to the Supreme Court making a decision in Alabama concerning the matter. They have a section of their constitution which, when they studied, they realized was making this law about racial segregation of blacks from the whites unconstitutional. So the court ruled that Rosa Parks was right and that the rest of the community was wrong. Oh, you're not putting your hands together. Oh, I like that vuvuzela. A woman who could not be intimidated, who could not be cowed into submission, who was not afraid to dare the consequences and to face anything, she rose up alone, single-handedly, to get some laws changed. I am prophesying to you that in the year that we are about to enter, some of you are going to stand. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Some of you are going to stand firm. You're going to stand strong. You're going to stand solid. And you will not be moved. You will not be moved by what you hear. And you will not be moved by what you see. They will say that Agbokemba, but you will not be moved. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Oh, let me hear a better amen. They will say that this family has been cursed with a curse such that poverty reigns in their family, but you will not be moved because the laws must be changed. Oh, and the laws can be changed, and something must be turned around, and your prayers of intercession, your declaration of the word of God is going to bring to pass a certain change that your forebears could not achieve. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. There's going to be a turning point in your life. Everybody will see it. It will be a notable thing. Everybody will recognize it. They will say that we knew you one way, but now the things have changed and you are looking more super glorious than before. Oh, come on, 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 come on. The sorrow is going to fly away. The misery is going to disappear. Shout amen if you believe the word of God. The disappointments are going to be a thing of the past. God is going to stand with you as you take a stance for God and believe him for the best, even in the worst situation. The Bible calls her Naomi. She traveled from Bethlehem, Judah, and went to the land of the Moabites. She had a husband and two sons. She lost a husband and she lost her two sons. So she had nothing whatsoever. Eventually, she decided to leave that foreign land and go back home. She told her daughters-in-law, two of them, that there is nothing in me now that I can give you. Will you please return to your people and continue with life? Because even if I will give birth to a child, you cannot wait to get married to them. One person left, Orpah, but the other person by name Ruth refused to leave. You see, God honors people who stand for the truth. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. And you are going to stand for the truth in your family. You are not going to quarrel with anybody. You are not going to fight with anybody. But you are going to believe a word of God, the truth. And God is going to enlighten you and give you a revelation on the thing so that nothing shall change your position. One time, Jesus was with his disciples. I'll come back to Ruth. He was with his disciples and asked, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am. Then they say, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah, and others say John the Baptist and other things. Then Jesus asked them, now whom do you say that I am? Everybody was quiet until Peter caught a revelation and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus, oh, come on, put your hands together. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Then Jesus went on to say that upon the rock, which is Jesus himself, he will build the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. For you to experience that momentous period, that historic period of historical importance, you must catch a revelation. Oh, come on, lift up your right hand and say, I catch a revelation now from the Holy Spirit. Can you say the second time? I catch a revelation now from the Holy Spirit. The last time, say it louder. I catch a revelation now from the Holy Spirit. Can you say it louder for the final time? I catch a revelation now from the Holy Spirit. This revelation would change your life. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. About 30 years ago, I was preaching in Manchester, and it was a white pastor, older than me, who had invited me to preach. When I finished preaching, he invited me for a dinner, and the question he had for me, what makes you preach the way you preach? Apparently, I had watched tapes, I had read books, I had associated with people who were not afraid to declare the mind of God. And I went into that church, ministered for a whole week, and when I was about to leave, the people were weeping, and that's when I experienced what Paul experienced when he went to a church like Ephesus. And I am telling you, that God is rubbing something on you now. And I say, God is rubbing something on you now in the name of Jesus Christ. So Ruth told Naomi, I have nowhere to go. People shall be my people, your God shall be my God. And where you die and you are buried, that's where I'll be buried. Naomi realized that this woman will not go away. So she took her from the land of the Moabites to Bethlehem, Judah, where she was returning. And when they got there, Ruth was advised to go to the field of Boaz. And one thing will lead to the next. And Ruth will become the wife of Boaz. And Ruth, through her, will bear children, some of whom will be called Jesse, and who will have grand and great grandchildren who will be called David. And God will institutionalize the throne of David and eternalize it and put it into Christ Jesus, so that for Ruth, her turning point was when she decided to stand with her mother-in-law. Oh, come on. You used to pull the drawer, and all you will find, but in your period where the change is about to occur, your drawers will not be able to contain the monies you're about to. Come on. It will be a significant turning point. It will be a major turning point. Oh, come on. Israel was so long in captivity that they never thought that it would come out, because the Babylonian captivity was almost getting extended. And to change it. Oh, and of Israel was turned. It was a turning point. They were like a people who were in a dream. And the Bible says that they could not believe it. And their mouths got opened. And they started praising God. And they started rejoicing. And they started celebrating God. And the people who were the unbelievers, who were looking at them, came to a point. Captivity has been turned, and then the Israelites said, Lord, turn again, do it again, turn again our captivity. Oh, come on, shout amen. Like the streams of the sound, yesterday God turned your captivity, today he will turn your captivity, tomorrow walking in, God will shock you. And as if nobody can change it, and nobody can touch it, and it's looking like a reproach, and it's looking like a curse, and it's looking like a major setback, and it discourages people in your family from seeking the face of God. I am prophesying to you by the Spirit of Almighty God that there's going to be a turning point. There's going to be a turning point in your educational career. Maybe it's only one grade you are looking for to move ahead to the higher heights. I declare God is providing that grade. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. There's going to be a turning point. Something is about to happen. Very significant. There will be a shift. A shift from a lower place to a higher place. A shift from a place of lack to a place of abundance. There will be a shift from a place of lack of satisfaction to a place of abundance of satisfaction. There will be a turning point. There will be a turning point. You are at a turning point. You are at the precipice of a major breakthrough. God is turning things around. God is turning your circumstances around. He's changing them for the better. He's doing a significant thing, a notable thing, a thing worthy to remember. And in 2024 and beyond, I declare that your turning point is arrived. Shout yeah! Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Your business will prosper. Your investments will flourish. Oh, God will accelerate your pace. He will advance your course. You will move in leaps and bounds. God will not fail you. He will stand with you like Rosa Parks. And he will change the laws that do not favor your family. I see curses being reversed. Oh, the laws in Rosa Parks' time were changed by the Supreme Court. I see the Supreme Court of Heaven changing the laws, the unfavorable laws against your family. Oh, somebody say, you people, you will never prosper. I declare you will prosper. Oh, somebody said you will live in poverty. I declare that it shall not happen that way. God will rather prosper you and make a difference in your life. You will be like Israel. It will be like a dream. And you will say, Lord, turn again our captivity like the streams of the south. Something significant is about to happen. You won't need a connection man. You won't need to pay anybody. But God will bring a helper. The helper will just come and say, I feel like helping you. I'm putting my solid bank account behind you. Oh, makua kataya brasta kataya. I will guarantee for you. I will guarantee for you. I will take you to that office where you require the visa. I will take you to that office where you require the job. I will put in a word for you. A turning point is about to happen. Oh, young lady, nobody has proposed to you in a while, but it's about to change. I see your turning point. I see the turning point. A notable person, an honorable person, a dignified man, filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the wisdom and understanding of God, filled with foresightedness and humility, somebody who is diligent and will love you without reason, and love all your relatives, and love you and your children, and will stick with you till the end. I see such a man coming to you, young lady, waiting for the Lord. There will be a turning point. There will be a turning point. There will be a turning point in the name of Jesus. Oh, Zechariah, the Bible says he was well stricken with age. I will assume he was more than 60. He was more than 70. Zechariah was in his 80s and he was serving at his 10 in the house of the Lord. He was helping in the temple and putting things in order. And Zechariah had been praying, but he hadn't seen any answers. Before this, Zechariah had never seen an angel. He had never imagined that he, Zechariah, there will be an angel coming to him. But that day, because his turning point had arrived, oh, the angel appeared and said that I've been sent by Jehovah to tell you your prayers have been heard. Tonight I'm standing here as a servant of God to tell you that the prayers you have prayed in yesteryear, including this year, God has heard it. Your prayers have been heard. Zechariah, don't doubt. Your prayers have been heard. And your wife Elizabeth shall conceive of a son. Oh, Masua Kataya. And his name shall be called John. But Zechariah said, look at my age and look at my body. Look at my wife. She has passed menopause and it's not possible for her to achieve any pregnancy. Oh, the angel said, you want a sign? You will lose your power of speech until the child is born. You and I will not doubt. So our power of speech will remain for us. Oh, it wasn't long after Elizabeth, old lady Elizabeth, oh, got pregnant. Oh, are there any Elizabeths here? Oh, shout amen. Yours may not be childbirth in the physical, but it may be a dream that you have to birth. It may be a dream that has to materialize. It may be a dream that has to come to pass. And I want you to know that, hey, at a stage, Elizabeth's stomach was flat, but now Elizabeth's stomach was coming. After 6 months, the way Elizabeth was walking had changed. Your walking would change because your levels would change. You will walk like a rich man. You will walk like a blessed man. You will walk like a promoted man. You will walk like a well-favored man. Elizabeth's walking had changed because there was a mighty protuberance of a tummy with a child to be named John. And this child was to be delivered at the right time. And they asked, what name shall we give to the child? If you are the father of the child, you must name your own child. Oh, and John said, bring me a scroll and bring me something to write with. And John wrote his best handwriting. Sorry, Zechariah writer. And he wrote John. And then his power of speech was restored. I see your power of speech, prophetic grace, restored by the hand of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, shout, yeah! shout again, yeah! Oh, Zachariah, your shame is going away. Your reproach is going away. The names they call you are going away. Zachariah, a certain glory is coming upon you and your wife. That which you didn't have, I see God bringing it to you. He's bringing it to you. He's bringing it to you. No longer will you struggle to be able to finance some things. God will do it for you. He will send helpers, angelic helpers, human helpers. God will send the Holy Ghost. He will help you by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. At the time that Elizabeth was pregnant, another angel had gone to visit Mary. So they were classmates. Can I suggest to you that there's a godly group which you are together with? All of you shall be pregnant, figuratively speaking, at the same time. While Elizabeth is pregnant, Mary shall be pregnant. Oh, Makaya Bros Teketaya. Hey, Mary Maba Onyemwe Chakeneke. Nokoye Musueme. Joma Koye Gomo Cholemling. God is about doing something. You are giving birth to an answer. You are giving birth to a solution. You are giving birth to a miracle. Oh, have you not read in the scriptures that as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. As soon as Zion travailed, Ibaya Tia Kataya. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. Oh, by the time you are sharing your testimony, the other sister will say, Reverend, have you finished? I have a testimony. Brother, are you done? Hallelujah to your testimony. But I also have one testimony. And testimony upon testimony will be motivating one another to the glory of God. Shout, yeah! Listen, some of you have desired for some things to make life more meaningful for you. Some of you have desired for some things to bring some comfort to you as you serve God. Some of you have desired for some things to bring honor and to bring some kind of beauty into your life and to establish the fact that God is fulfilling His promises. Tonight, I'm going to urge you that if you are one of such people, God says I should tell you that your miracle is just around. I've been preaching, you've been clapping nicely, but can I have ask you to clap and shout many octaves higher? Come on, put your hands together. Ayenda Rebekia. There shall be a turning point. There's gonna be a turning point. In Rosa Parks time, the laws were changed. The curses have been destroyed. The limitations have been removed. The barrier has been taken off. You will progress. You will be the first millionaire, if not the second millionaire in your family. Wealth is coming in your family. Wealth is coming in your family. God will bless your life. He will bless your name. He will make you greater. Yama mandiri vikaya basaya. Ayelelelele kaya siya kataya. Oh, do I have witnesses here? I'm not hearing you, sir. I'm hearing the people here, sir. Do I have witnesses here? Do I have witnesses here? Then shout. Because in God's kingdom, and shami shavuvuzela miyomiyo. In God's kingdom, you are healed to be healed. You are blessed to be blessed, and you are prospered to prosper. In other words, God completes it in the spiritual. Then it comes to declare it to you. And what he declares is exactly what will happen. The Bible says, for there shall be a performance of the things which the Lord has spoken. And I want to declare to you that some of you, your lives are changed. Oh, can I hear an amen? What about the people at the far end? Mayundere beki astaya. Ayebi akaku agba terebre kebesu agba tayaba. I like the shout. Come on, put your hands together. Come on, shout. Now listen. I'm going to hand over the microphone. In the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 1. God instructed Israel. Specifically, they were headed for the promised land, and they had gotten to a place where they lodged for a while, and God told them, shout, for I have given you the land. Is somebody hearing me? Shout, for I have given you the increment. Shout, for I've given you the promotion. Shout, for I've given you the open door. Shout, for I've given you the favor. Shout, something is about changing in your life. Today, you're going to shout for the last time. While I'm here, you are demonstrating to God that you believe his word, and you have no shadow of doubt that what he has told you, if you step out on it, it is going to work. He says, shout, for I have already given you the land. Come on, shout. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet. Begin to shout. Ayelele mekia staya. Ayelele bakaya. Yuman diri bikaya. Ayelele. Yababa diri bikaya.